Effect of Planting Date on Populations of Thrips by Jeremy K. Green.
Thanks, Mike. So Tom did a great job in giving you the sequel, and I guess I'm going to give you the prequel now. That's just the way it was scheduled, so we'll have to play with the cards we were dealt. But I'm going to talk to you about the effect of a planting date on populations of thrips and show you a little more data than what Tom shared with you. I'd like to acknowledge the co-authors. Dr. Ray Jones is here, and Dan Robinson and James Smoke, my technical support staff. I couldn't do what I do without those guys, so certainly acknowledge them. Just to tell you where this trial was, everybody knows where South Carolina is in the United States. More specifically, if you see the arrow there pointing to the asterisk, that's where we are in South Carolina. So it's kind of south central South Carolina. And I'll get you down to the ground in a second, but just an aerial view using my UAV, the trial is located there in the top center portion of this 30-acre field. I'm not going to spend a lot of time talking about thrips, and we all know that they can delay and delay cotton and certainly reduce yields. But briefly, we also are predominantly tobacco thrips. These are data from sampling not only seedlings, but actually sampling different plant parts throughout the season. So the green portion would be even larger here if we were just reducing this down to sampling the seedlings. But by and large, tobacco thrips are our predominant species of interest. And of course, Dr. Roberts mentioned this morning that thrips, specifically tobacco thrips, are very predictable insect pests, our most predictable pests. We know we're going to have them every year. Tom mentioned the development of the cotton model. There's one already in existence for tobacco thrips and the spotted wilt virus and forecasting a risk from that virus in tobacco thrips and tobacco. So we did this experiment to provide data, as Tom mentioned, to validate the model in cotton. Just a little bit about the methods. The plots were 8 rows by 40 feet. There were 4 replications. We used Delta Pine 1137. 2 factors, planting date and seed treatment. Planting dates, we started the 15th of April and went weekly till about the middle of June. Seed treatments, we had a fungicide only, and then we had a fungicide plus imidacloprid in the form of Gaucho. Thrips were sampled weekly. We pull plants up, 10 per plot, quickly dunk them in an alcohol jar. I'll show you a series of pictures in just a second. We run them through laboratory filtration, use dissecting scopes. Thrips injury or seedling injury ratings, rather, are done visibly, 0, no damage, 5 dead plants. Plant heights, estimate those weekly. Biomass estimates, and of course, seed cotton yields with a mechanical plot picker. Just a few pictures showing you, a seedling plant. We pull it up, we get it into the alcohol jar quickly. It gets several dunks, goes back to lab, goes into a filtration flask system on some gridded filter paper, and then we count the thrips on the filter paper. Simple as that. The injury ratings, the system that we use, you've already seen these today. It's easy to go out in plots and rate them using this type of scale, so this is what we use. All right, results for brevity. You can start the clock on me, Mike, so I got as long as I want, right? So for brevity, we're just going to talk about the thrips numbers, the injury ratings that you just saw in the previous talk. I'll be done in less than 15 minutes. And then we'll look at some of the seed cotton yields. Here's a chart similar to the injury ratings, which I'll show you in just a minute. There's not a pointer up here, is there? I don't know if the arrow works. Can you see the arrow? Of course, this falls in line with the injury ratings. Let me set this up first. We got sampling data across the x-axis here. On the y-axis, we got thrips numbers, adults plus nymphs. And then the different color lines are the planting dates. And of course, we sampled for at least several evaluations on each of these planting dates. And you can see where the peak population of thrips were in the calendar year. It was around the 25th of May, so towards the end of May, on cotton that was planted on the 1st of May and followed by the 8th of May and to some degree probably the early 15 April planting date there. But it clearly shows where our peak population was based on planted date for this trial, for this year, for South Carolina. Dr. Ray Jones kind of took these data and did a little something different with it to look at the numbers by growth stage. So these charts are adults on the left, immatures on the right, and these are the numbers at the cotyledon stage across all these planting dates. And I need some help in interpreting these charts. We haven't had a long time to digest these and look at these. But if you're just looking at the thrips numbers at the cotyledon stage across all these planting dates, you know, it seems apparent here that at least for adults, you know, the first half of the planting dates seem to have the higher number of thrips. To some degree, that holds for the immatures as well at the cotyledon stage. If you progress to the first, one-leaf cotton, seem to have kind of the same general trend. Maybe there's a little shift there towards more of the middle of May with the adults, same with the immatures, but still it's the first half of these planting dates that had the larger number of thrips. And again, this is across planting dates on each sampling, or at each growth stage. We look at this two-leaf stage. This, if you add these up, this was the point in cotton phenology where we had the peak population of thrips. So across all planting dates, we had more thrips at the two-leaf stage than any other growth stage. And still, the trends still kind of hold for the first half of the planting dates having more, at least more adult thrips, and you can see that shift with the immatures. And then to end with these charts, the three-leaf stage kind of showing the same general trend with the first half and not a lot of thrips on three-leaf cotton when cotton was planted after the end of May there. Tom shared this chart with you already about the injury, and again, set this up sampling date on the x-axis, so the y-axis you've got the plant injury rating due to thrips injury, feeding injury, and you see our imaginary line drawn across the value of 3 where a grower would spray, and this would be kind of our threshold or approximate visual threshold level of damage. The only two planting dates where injury exceeded that line were the 1st and the 8th of May in this trial. I fly my drone up again at the end of the year and take a nice little picture, and you can see some variation here on available seed cotton to pick just by a quick aerial shot. You label these with planting date, it gets kind of messy, and if you take out some of the lows and just show most of the highs, you can easily see that they were end of May. There are some 1st of June type dates in there where the yields were high, and if you actually look at the numbers, this is here are planting dates, seed cotton on the y-axis. I've got fungicide only and gaucho broke out here for you. I've just shared with you data from the untreated portion of this trial, the fungicide only, but here are the yields for both of the seed treatments. Somebody's going to ask me why were the fungicide only treatments higher numerically for the first more than half of the planting dates. I don't know. There are no statistical differences here, but it doesn't make any sense. And then that flip-flops towards the end of the planting dates here, but it's clear to see if you average these across fungicide only and the seed treatment, the end of May is where we produce our highest yields, and there's a quick drop-off right there in June. There's a reason why we don't recommend planting cotton in June, right? Because of this very thing. You don't know where that line's going to be. It looks like it was around the end of May, the first week of June for this particular trial. We had significant yield losses on the early planting dates and, of course, on the couple of ending planting dates there. So to summarize this, thrips are certainly predictable. They're important. We know we're going to have them every year, at least for 2015. Cotton planted in this trial in South Carolina on the 1st and 8th of May supported the highest number of thrips and sustained the highest levels of injury from those thrips. So planting in late May or early June was the best for yield in this particular trial, and we all know the reasons why we don't plant cotton in June because of the weather and the risky yield turnout. So again, these data were generated for validation of that model. We're going to repeat this trial again in 2016 because it's just the right thing to do for publishing research. So, Mike, I'm done.
Question.
Certainly like to acknowledge the sponsors for the work.
All right.